I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola, it's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays here on the station. We have Pensacola Expert Panel. I interview everybody from business professionals, community leaders, nonprofit organizations, advocates, people just doing great work in our community and helping those in need. And those are the stories we bring you here. We also have Pep Talk with Jake Walker, where I just kind of keep it fun and frivolous. And I welcome your comments and questions. 437-1620, 850-437-1620. Join the show. Let me know who you are, what you're doing, what you got going on this week. Join the conversation here. Thank you so much for joining me. I love doing this. Got a lot of stuff to tell you about. It's summer season. It's June. Kids are out of school. There's a lot going on. So we'll talk about some of those events coming up. Want to let you know you can always listen to us here on the radio, 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, also AM 1620. And we have a website called newsradio923.com. And we have an app you can download from the App Store. You can create customized news updates and alerts from News Radio, so you can you keep track of what's going on in the latest news seconds after it happens. I'm telling you, our newsroom, David and Joe and Austin, all those guys in the newsroom, they do such a good job. They're on top of stories as they're happening. We're getting phone calls. They've got the inside scoop. If you want the latest on your local news, then tune in here to News Radio. When something starts happening, before it even gets to social media sometimes, we're the first to break it. So stay here and listen every day, because we're going to give you the latest news as it's happening. And we post everything as a podcast on our website and on that app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. Thank you so much for being here. You're the reason why we're here. We want to let you know what's going on. Thank you for giving us this part of your day. If you want to help out our seniors in need, I want to let you know about this senior chill out taking place on Friday. This is going to be at Area Lowe's Stores, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. Woohoo, that's my store. And Highway 90 in Pace, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, June 7th at Area Lowe's Stores. The community is encouraged to help seniors who experience dangerous health complications. It can be anything. If they're going through anything medically, being very, very hot and stuffy in your home, especially if you don't have adequate ventilation, it can be very, very bad. So we are encouraging people to come out and help during this stifling summer heat by donating AC units and fans. Monetary contributions are also appreciated, of course, and can be made online. You can find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. Got bands on the beach all summer. This is going to be great. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Set up your beach chairs, sink your toes in the Pensacola beach sand as one of our talented local acts serenade you. That's the way to beach, I'm telling you. And toes in the sand, that counts as earthing. I don't know if you know about this. If you've been listening to the show last week, I was talking about it a lot. Just getting back in touch with our Mother Earth. Getting that electrical situation going on from putting your feet in the sand or in the dirt and getting those electrons right from the earth, right up through your feet. We need that. We're electrical creatures. Our brains and everything, it's working on electricity. So conduct some right from Mother Earth, and maybe it'll help you out a little bit. But you can listen to some great music and take your coolers and no pets or glass. But go out there and listen to one of our great bands, Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. They gave out some tickets this morning for Rent. Rent is coming from the Pensacola Little Theater, June 7th through the 23rd. Set in the East Village of New York City in the grungy early 1990s. We all remember those grungy early 1990s. Were the early 90s grungy? I thought like the late 90s were grungy. But anyway, I digest. Rent is about falling in love, finding your voice, and living for today. It was a winner of a Tony Award for Best Musical and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Rent has become a pop culture phenomenon with songs that rock and a story that resonates with audiences. Rent includes strong language and adult themes, and it may not be appropriate for all audiences. Definitely not a full family affair, but definitely we had Malcolm Ballinger in here in the studio earlier from Ballinger Publishing. Go check out ballingerpublishing.com. And he was saying that Rent is actually a loosely based on the opera La Boheme, which I did not know. So I will check out that connection there. Just makes it even more interesting. So we might have some more tickets. They might be all gone. I'm not sure. But this is June 7th through the 23rd. Hopefully we'll have some more tickets. So listen to the morning show with Andrew and Pensacola right now in the afternoons to check that out. News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. What do you got going on today? Let me know. 437-1620. Looking at the old Associated Press here, seeing what's going on in our world. The news stories, man, sometimes there's a news story inside of a news story, and I'll read something off the AP or off the, you know, off whatever wire I'm looking at, and I read the headline and I read the information for the story, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, you missed, like, check this out. Okay, so in New Orleans, a human skull has been found padlocked to a dumbbell. It was pulled out of the water by a fisherman, okay? That alone, I was like, oh, I've got to read this, right? Okay, so in New Orleans, a human skull padlocked to an exercise dumbbell. You know what those things are. It's got a, it's like a big steel ball, and there's a big steel handle welded onto it. It was fished out of a New Orleans waterway, leaving police with lots of questions. Definitely want to know what's going on with this and why. The skull was found earlier this month by a man. Now here's where, when I read this, and then I got to the end of the story, I'm like, they totally missed. Tell me more about this other thing. So the skull was found earlier this month by a man using a red rope. I don't know why the color of the rope really matters. That's my first question. And he was using a magnet the size of a hockey puck on a bridge to fish things out of the water below. So going on, you know, it's a 15-pound dumbbell. It was padlocked around the skull. The skull is fully decomposed, so it's probably pretty old. It's lacking a jaw or the top row of teeth. It's not surprising seeing how it was padlocked to a dumbbell. The magnet fisherman, they called him, flagged down a passing officer as he was going by and said, hey, I just found this skull off the Bayou St. John Bridge. New Orleans police do not have any further updates. They don't know anything else about this. They have not confirmed the victim's identity yet, and they're seeking tips from the public. All right, so let's go back. Weird story, right? But let's go back to the dude with the red rope and the magnet fishing stuff out of the water. How long has he been doing that? What is his deal? They call him the Magnet Fisherman. He should have his own show. Like, let me see what you're pulling up out of this water off of the off the bridge there, the Bayou St. John Bridge. That to me is a story inside the story there. What else is going on around the country? Looks like the cheese roll. If you've seen videos of this, people in the UK, they chase a big giant wheel of cheese down a very steep hill, and I've seen this video my whole life. I mean, they've been doing this for years. The dairy-loving daredevils throw caution to the wind and roll down a huge hill for a big old block of cheese. You know what the government usually sends you free if you're down on your luck and you need a little bit of extra help from the government? Well, you could also roll down a hill for it and risk your life. It is a 200-yard hill all the way down, 200 yards. And once you start running down the hill, as you've seen on the video, probably on television, there's no way not to just kind of start rolling and tumbling. And this year's hill was especially slippery and muddy after a recent rain, so that even made it worse. And a rugby club lined up at the bottom to catch all the tumbling competitors. That is funny. They just roll a big block of cheese down a hill, and then people just start just falling. And I think what the my favorite part of it is just watching these people, especially the ones that can't, they have no control over their momentum at that point because they're so far down the hill and they're going so fast and they're tumbling. It is really hilarious. I mean, it's scary because I'm thinking, oh, ow, ooh, like, you know, there would be my shoulder. I'd put my back out right there. Oh, I'd break my leg right there. I don't know how these people, I don't know how they do it, but this is in Munich, Germany, I believe. Southwest England is where it happens. But people show up all the way from Germany. And, you know, like I said, the rugby club sits at the bottom and catches people. And I just want to know, like, if you win the wheel of cheese, is that the wheel that you get? Like, questions arise from a story, and then I hear the story, and then I have more questions. Do you take that wheel of cheese, or is that like a standard wheel of cheese they use just for the event? Like, that's just for show? It's like a prop cheese? Is it real cheese that they roll down the hill? I don't know. But that's what they do over in UK. Here, we just get together at the beach, and we go see some live bands over at Bands on the Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion. And we drink a little bit, and we sink our toes in the sand, and we ground to Mother Earth. But, you know, rolling down a hill after a big block of cheese is cool, too. 437-1620, let me know what's going on. Janet, real quick before we get to a break, she said, here's a good deal for fun. It's educational. It's $5 for one person, and you'll be hooked. $40 per year for twice monthly, so you can go twice a month for $40. We're talking about the Pensacola Historic Foundation, presented by Dr. Norm Haynes, of course, taking the place of John Appleyard. She says, Janet says, we have a saucy, important... I wonder if she meant to say saucy. We have a saucy, important place in U.S. history. Night after hours lectures starting soon per demand. Should get Norm on the show and talk about this. I think she was talking to text, maybe. She's like, we have a saucy, important place in U.S. history. I don't know. Maybe she meant to say saucy. We are saucy. We're the first. Pensacola's the first. Jim just texted in. Oh, he said they do get that wheel of cheese. So the muddy, dented, been handled by everybody there that day. Yeah. Oh, we do. We do have a mullet toss. Somebody... Okay, thank you. Somebody just texted in. We do have a mullet toss, which I guess is kind of a little out there, but that's fun. That's fun. So 437-1620, Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I'll be right back after this.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Stewart with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Little music spotlight here. I call them bumper spotlights. Bumpers are these little musical pieces that we put in between these sections. We call them bumpers. So a bumper spotlight. This is a band called Beach Fossils. I've mentioned them a couple times. If you're interested in any of the music, any of these little bumpers you hear in between segments, always let me know. Send me a text and I'll let you know who you're listening to. This is Beach Fossils. The song is called This Year. Very cool. Beach Fossils. Go check them out. It's a fitting band to listen to when you're in Pensacola. You know, Beach Fossils. Speaking of Beach Fossils, speaking of things out of the water, this story about the human skull found padlocked to a workout dumbbell. What's wild about that is those dumbbells haven't been around for a super long time, I wouldn't think. I guess since the probably 40s and 50s, they've had those huge steel dumbbells. You see them in those old workout videos and stuff. 437-1620, let me know what's going on with you this week. Jim texted in about the cheese wheel I was covering, the UK roll down a hill for a cheese wheel. He said the cheese wheel is covered in wax and they pack it in, but it's still kind of gross. I agree with you, Jim. But we do have a mullet toss here. I don't think anybody eats the mullet once we throw it. And every time I hear that, I always think of Billy Ray Cyrus when I hear mullet toss. Okay, it just makes me think of him like getting sick and throwing up. I don't know. A Thai town is being overrun with wild monkeys, and they launch a plan to help lock them up and send them away. In Thailand, Lopburi, Thailand, this Thai town has been run ragged by an ever-growing population of marauding wild monkeys. They've launched an offensive against these little guys, and they're using trickery and ripe tropical fruit. Now, there we go again. They're right there using trickery. Okay, all right. So there's a story on the side there that I want to know about. What kind of trickery are we talking about? The first stage of the plan, of course, is to put bait in cages, put their favorite food in there, and then wait for their hunger to bring them in. And they'll think twice, and then they'll maybe be so hungry that they think, okay, I'm just going to go in and get the food, and then they're caught. There was early success for the catchers on one street, and three of them were caught at once. Because they fancied the taste of a certain fruit that they put in there. But now the monkeys, I guess, are talking to each other because they're starting to not do that anymore. So it's not working on them anymore. They're having to use other trickery. And this is where I want to know more. Tell me, what other tricks can we do? Is this like a psychological thing? I don't know. But somebody in the somebody that was interviewed used the word learnt with a T. And that's another thing, like reading through the story, I don't have time to get into it. I wish I did. But they they interviewed somebody and they said, and I'm paraphrasing, they're like, well, we can't use the fruit in the cage method much anymore because they've learned that that's a trap. And this is in Thailand. Like, did they interview somebody from Tennessee or Alabama or like this part of Florida? Because all my friends use the word learned. So how did that end up in this Thai town in Thailand? I don't know. Maybe we've got some brethren or sister in down there. But yeah, they're trying to get all these monkeys out of there. They can bring them out here, take them to the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We might have room for them out there. 437-1620, 850-437-1620. I've got Lexi Mendoza waiting in the wings to come in and talk to you. ADX Digital. They are our in-house marketing partner here for News Radio and Cat Country. And I'm telling you, if you've got a local business, small, large, medium-sized, whatever, this is the way to go. Digital advertising is the it's the present and the future. So get on board. This is the best way to reach all of your potential customers. And they've got ways to just, I mean, micro-target. They can say, hey, your customer is so-and-so, and they like this, and they like that, and they're located here, and they go to these events. Here's how you can advertise to them. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's fascinating stuff when she comes in here and talks. ADX Digital coming up at 10:30, 4-ish, 5-ish here on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Our number here, if you want to call or text in the show at any time, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. Got to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Listen to Lori and find out more about Davis Hardware's solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about the internal affairs investigation by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office into the deputy shooting of that airman, and what is the likely consequence now that he's lost his job. Will he face a trial, for example? Caught up with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer up in Jay, Florida, and talked about how the recent weather, harsh weather, has been directly affecting his crops and ability to plant and harvest what he needs to do. And can President Trump vote as a convicted felon? You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola, it's Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I've got Lexi Mendoza with ADX Digital coming up at 10:35 after the Fox News break. Thank you so much for joining me here 9 to 11 weekdays for Pep Talk. I love your texts. You guys are, man, this is funny. Learnt is British, somebody texted. If it is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. If that's true, then that is really funny. So our southern draw, our way of speaking here in the South could be more of a British thing. I don't know. this is my favorite one of the day. I think this wins. Somebody texted in about the monkey outbreak in Thailand. These marauding monkeys that are just terrorizing. He says these are Neuralink monkeys and they're all AI supported. So it's going to be tough to trick them. Birds aren't real. They're just drones from the government, man. They power themselves by landing on the electricity lines up top, and they watch us. Birds aren't real. Check that out online. If you need a good laugh, oh my goodness, just Google birds aren't real and watch the videos. It's hilarious. 437-1620. You're welcome for that one. News Radio Pensacola, Pep Talk. I'll be right back with Alexi Mendoza after this.